This is Peter, Bank of Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yes, Peter. This is Manuel with Liberty Construction. How you doing?
Hey, Manuel. How you doing? I was just trying to reach you earlier today because I had a few questions about the app you sent in.
Okay.
Like tiny things like your social. The first couple numbers there, I couldn't really read it. It kind of got blurred in the fax.
Okay, so it's 568.
Okay, I got that. Perfect. And another question. Are you a home-based company? Do you work out of your house there, or do you have a physical address? Oh, okay, so home-based.
That's why I didn't give you a physical, you
know. I thought that was the reason. I just wanted to double-check. And do you have a rent or mortgage there?
Yes.
Is it a rent or a mortgage?
Well, this is a mortgage.
Okay, and how much is the payment? I just have to know for just cash flow purposes to make sure
It's $2,100.
Perfect, perfect. And do you have another number where I can reach you at all, or is that other one the only one?
Well, this is the only one because I carry it with me, but it's just sometimes when you call, I'm in a meeting, or because I'm transferring from one job to another job, and I ride a bike. So even if I ride a car, I would never answer the phone.
Yeah, of course. No. I just wanted to have one on an extra one on file if you did. But
well, because I can give you the office, but I mean, it also when I'm not here, I just transfer those phone calls to my cell.
Oh, I totally understand. I got you. That's fine. And I'm just still waiting on the bank statements and the tax return.
Okay.
And do you have that quote for the for that truck?
Yeah, it's about, in fact, it's $50,000, I believe, so I think I got it here in front of me. Hold on.
Yeah, if you have that, can you fax me the bank statements, the tax return, and the invoice or quote that you have for that truck, and we'll be totally finished with your application?
Okay, hold on, let me see. Yeah, $54,896.
Perfect. Can you just fax that over when you get a chance as well with the 6 months of bank statements and also the tax return? You can email it too if that's easier for you. I'm just not sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I don't know if... I just want to know, you know, see if it's going to go through, check it out, the whole thing, you know, and then I can send you all those other ones that you need it, you know.
Yeah.
Today is gonna, you know, it's a busy day. On Fridays and Mondays is really busy for me because I gotta, you know, do payroll. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. You know, so
we
get into the office. So, you know, and that's why I say, well, I better return all the phone calls that they're trying to reach me. You know, and you're one of them. You know, so.
Yeah. I just I can fill out the rest of that information with the application, but I can't kind of move on from there without the bank statements and the tax return and the invoice. So if you can get me those by the end of today, that'd be great. If not, we'll circle back and get them on Monday, and we'll continue next week with this.
Well, let me see what I can do for today, okay?
Yeah, if you can get it today, that's no problem. If you can't, though, I totally understand you're busy and you work a lot over the weekend. And we'll just do this on, the end of the day on Monday or Tuesday when you had a chance. I'll be here.
Okay.
Do you have any other equipment financing out right now, just by chance, like any other trucks or anything that you have financed?
No.
Right now
I don't, you know, so that's why I need it. But,
no, that's perfect.
So when you told me, you know, that I was already pre-approved, you know, I thought you were going to do it, you know, with just the information that I would give you, you know, but...
No, I just need the tax returns and the bank statements just so we can just verify that you're making the appropriate amount of cash flow for the, $50,000 truck there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's fine.
It's very simple. Okay. You should be able to get it, no problem. Thanks, Manuel. Okay. I'll follow up with you if I don't hear back on... are you busy all day Monday?
I will not know until Monday morning when I get up and start, you know, they start making phone calls and this and that, you know. I mean, really. Like
all
I said, Mondays and Fridays are really busy for me. as they always. I mean, they just rejected a concrete mix, which it was approved already, you know, and I got to get on it right away, and I did, you know, and but, you know, it got to be done. It's got to be in the in their office by Monday morning, so I got that's my priority right now.
That's perfect, and it needs to be. So how about I'll circle on Tuesday with you when you're a little bit more relaxed and you don't have so much going on.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do between now and Monday, you know.
Of course. Take care. You have a good weekend, Manuel.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.